Hello and welcome to the WebCert Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Australian businesses are embracing social media as a way to connect with overseas customers. Smartphone ownership is rapidly increasing in Argentina, and Visa has announced that it's launching a trial of a mobile payments app in India. Australian businesses are embracing social media as a way to connect with overseas customers. Research by DHL has revealed that 75% of Australian exporters use social media as an international marketing tool. Facebook is by far the most popular social media network, with 71% using it to target international customers. LinkedIn, Google Plus, and Twitter were also used by a significant number of Australian exporters, with around 35% saying that they used these social networks. The Australian export business is doing well, with 55% of businesses questioned saying they'd experienced growth in the last year, with 66% saying they expected international growth in the coming year. New Zealand is the most popular export destination, with 57% of Australian exporters saying they exported to their neighbour. The United States is close behind in second place, with just over half saying they expected to export to the country. Smartphone ownership is rapidly increasing in Argentina, according to research by Carrie Isaciados. 31 million Argentinians now have a mobile phone, equivalent to 71% of the population. The vast majority of new mobile phones bought today are smartphones, accounting for 84% of mobile phone sales last year. This is a dramatic increase from just 5 years ago, when just 14% of mobile phones sold were smartphones. This trend is expected to continue, with almost 20 million Argentinian smartphone owners predicted by 2019, up from the present day 13 million. The majority of these smartphones are running on slow internet speeds, however, with only 9% of people saying their phone used 4G, far below the Latin American average of 23%. Visa has announced that it's launching a trial of a mobile payments app in India. The app, called mVisa, will allow users to make small payments and also transfer money between two Visa accounts. Around 20,000 merchants and four banks have signed up to the pilot scheme, which will launch in the Indian city of Bangalore in September. Smartphone ownership in India has been growing rapidly. Around 160 million Indians currently own a smartphone, with this figure predicted to grow at a rate of 23% per year until 2017. With the majority of Indians using their smartphones to access the internet, Visa hopes that it'll be a small step for them to start doing online payments via their mobile phones too. The rocket internet-backed grocery delivery startup Shopwings has closed down in Germany. The closure has been blamed on a lack of interest in grocery deliveries in Germany, as well as regulatory hurdles following a court ruling that the company had to list ingredients for every single one of its 18,000 products on its website. Rocket Internet has said that it will now focus on expanding Shopwings in Southeast Asian markets, including Australia, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, and the Philippines. Rocket Internet is famous for helping launch internet-related companies in new markets based on proven business models. And finally, the Filipino telecoms company Globe Telecom has launched a video bundle in partnership with both YouTube and Daily Motion. With the bundle, users will be able to watch 100 megabytes worth of YouTube videos. They will also have access to Daily Motion videos, although it's unclear how these will be limited. A bundle aims to encourage more Filipinos to get online using their mobile phones. The Philippines currently has quite a low internet penetration rate, with just 38% having access to the internet. Globe Telecom isn't the only company trying to get more Filipinos online. Earlier this year, Facebook launched its Internet.org initiative in the Philippines. The Internet.org project aims to provide key basic internet services to mobile users for free. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.